Have you ever had to go to a lost and found department? These days, those departments are often found online, where people try to locate and reunite items with their owners. But there has to be someone finding those things if there is any hope of getting the valuable item back. That's where Dave Sheldon enters the picture. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Dave Sheldon was always fascinated with metal detectors. Living on the island of Maui, he soon found a business in helping people recover lost items on the beach.
Started hitting all the big resorts, anywhere that people would be losing jewelry in front of or telling them that they lost something. Lifeguards, anywhere they rented snorkel gear or any kind of beach gear.
There are many lost and found social media sites, and that has helped people connect with Dave and allows him to better get lost items back to owners.
I've found stuff for people everywhere here on this island. I'm getting very, very popular. People are always on there. Like, anybody posts anything lost that's metal and they think that I can probably find it, they're going to say, call Dave.
Dave is searching the sandy beaches, but he's also in the water, and that makes his job quite the workout.
I burn a lot of calories. I'm constantly in the water fighting the current for hours every single day. So, yeah, I stay in shape.
A lot of time, he's searching for lost wedding rings, and sometimes he finds more than he was searching for.
Yeah, once in a while, I'll find two or three other rings. At that point, I try and return them. I post them on the Lost and Found on Craigslist.
Dave has been doing this so long, he has his own system of keeping track of what he's searched for and what he's found.
I actually have notebooks and notebooks full of found and not found. Everything is logged, who lost it, what their phone number is, where it's been lost, and what was lost.
So how does Dave make a living doing this, and how much money can you make from treasure hunting? I think his answer will surprise you. It's next time as we travel the countryside on the island of Maui, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McRae.